it's your birthday. We're here to party and sing to you. He's from
Maine.
Hope you are bueno. The fun will reino the whole day through. From the Gulf to the mountains, the city lights and fountains, we hope your birthday's excelente. You are another year older, so perhaps you should
be generally awesome.
Cause today is your day. Hola.
You
deserve a grand fiesta, and later on siesta, and the best of everything.
That's a weird way to start a show.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Bear.
And we are the Unrefined Guys, and, well, now you're 1 year older, so you're much wiser than me.
Oh.
But
okay.
We're still...
So just, it's like technically I'm 2 years older than you right now.
For a bit, for a short time. We're still two guys who know a little bit about a lot of things, don't know a whole lot about one particular topic. That hasn't changed.
No, it hasn't.
I never understood. You know, when we were kids, birthdays were a big deal.
Up until 21.
See, and I think, well, in many respects, I lost the birthday buzz, I guess, at a younger age. Like, well, your earphones are on wrong. Well, he can't hear, so that means we got to start over.
Or just pause it.
No, he can hear. He said okay. He can hear.
Game on.
Well, now I don't even remember what we were talking about, so we'll just... Well,
birthdays being special. Oh,
they stop when, you know, your parents kind of... And I think we probably did it to our kids, too, and don't realize it. You know, your first, what, 5, 6 birthdays is kind of a big deal with a bunch of the kids, the little ones. And then from about 7 to 11, it's just a few kids from the class and maybe one or two from outside the class. And then once you hit middle school and high school,
well,
it's you and the buddies hanging out, and that's pretty much it.
With us, yeah, that's true. With us, with the kids, with my ex and myself, we're you know, up to 7, we celebrated their birthdays, you know, did big parties and all that. And then from 7 until, with the girl, her 13th was the big one.
Uh-huh.
And then with the boys, it was, and the daughter, the 16 was a big one.
Right, right.
And then that was it. That's all you get.
Kind of, you know, I mean, once that 15, 16, depending, you know, Mexican households, they have, instead of a sweet 16, they do the quinceañera. But sweet 16's kind of it for the girls. And, I mean, boys, it really, we kind of just stop in the big, we just look for the milestones. We're looking for that driver's license at 16.
Yeah, yeah.
18, we can call ourselves an adult, though. Really, you can't do much else.
Other than
you used to be able to buy tobacco products.
Yeah,
now you got to be 21 for that. But then when you look 21... Because then you can go to the club, mm-hmm. You can go buy liquor.
Yeah. Now you can go actually
legally.
In public, legally. Yeah.
And then the last milestone is 25 because your insurance rates will go down.
And now you can rent a car.
Yeah, now you can rent a car. After that, though, it's like...
Yeah, just another day.
Yeah, pretty much, right?
It is. Like I was telling the daughter when I was talking to her earlier, celebrating birthdays kind of fades at 39. Nobody really wants to be 40. So 39 is like your last real celebrated birthday.
Your last hoorah, sort of.
Just so you guys know, next year I turn 50. That's not going to be a nothing.
Well, it's going to be a birthday when you turn 50.
Bullshit.
I wanted a big celebration for my 50 because I don't celebrate birthdays otherwise. So I'm like, no.
I want a big celebration 50, for my 50.
50
as well.
Is going, we're going all out.
Yep. I'm halfway there, man.
That's
halfway to dead.
Bon Jovi.
Yep.
Yeah. Whoa. Sorry.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't ruin my birthday.
They encourage
hey, I'm
other.
Just glad we didn't have to sing happy birthday to you.
That's why I pulled
Thank
up the mariachi because I want our listeners to stay focused.
Yes, I do not like when people sing happy birthday.
I don't want them to have to. That's the most awkward thing.
It is.
It is.
It's awful.
Probably right up there with like a physical exam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, with a doctor, regardless of what
people
what
sing it
level.
Like they're at a death march.
Oh,
and like, oh my God, can we get a little tempo to this thing?
No. I guess at this age you could sing it
Holy
that way.
Holy crap.
Happy birthday, honey.
Happy birthday.
I think I speak for most men when I say this, that, you know, probably from about 25 on, a nice dinner.
Yeah.
You know, that's all you couple need. Of drinks maybe if need, you know, but just a nice dinner and non-sexual alone time with, you know, someone you love. It's nice to have, you know, friends and people absolutely. Around.
A little celebration.
But, you know, on that day, especially if it's not on the weekend, just you and the significant other, a nice dinner and maybe a massage or, you know.
Yeah, nothing you can call big, it that.
That's nothing back, not, you know. And look, you know, people are, oh, you gotta have birthday sex, right? you don't really. I mean,
no,
just I think it's because we're less materialistic at about 25 ish.
Yeah, maybe.
Generally,
well, most people,
most men,
generally,
yeah.
generally speaking. So you know, we just a nice dinner, maybe a movie, not a hand job.
Well, and you also get to the point where. You just run out all year long and buy whatever you want.
Yeah. That's what I was telling Karen. She was telling me that she was going to get me a birthday present. I was like, you don't have to buy me anything.
Like, I don't have it ordered yet. I know
I'm actually pretty easy to,
yet.
to, you know, shop
it's
for.
Like, you don't need to get me anything.
Yeah.
Like, well, I know.
You know, and we the wife and I have many times, okay, we're not going to do anything for us this year for this holiday or that holiday. Let's focus it on, and we're both. Cheat every time.
Oh yeah.
You know, you find something small. And it's like you said, my mother's biggest complaint about my father was that she wanted to buy gifts for him, but he's bad at buying shit that he wants.
My mom is that way.
Yeah. Really?
Oh
yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you hear me, Cheryl.
Called the fuck out.
Well, I'm that way too. I'll buy everything I want. I don't. That's why.
Yep.
I don't expect anybody to buy me anything.
When I was a little more limber, younger, probably for the last 4 or 5 years, maybe even a little longer, I wanted a one wheel.
Really?
So it's one of them. It's wow. like a surfboard a deck.
Uh huh.
The wheels in the middle,
yep.
and part of the top half of the wheels coming up at the top, and it's got a little, you know, you can buy a guard.
A skateboard of death.
Basically. But I really wanted yes. one. And every time the moment came, I couldn't do it. Not because I really wanted it, but then I go into these, this is the cheap ass in me.
Yeah.
I go into these, what could I do different with that money? How could I help my wife? How could I help my kids? How could I help? What else could that be used for? And then I'd go do that. And look, I ain't getting any younger. I still have, you know, energy and flexibility-ish. but I wanted it. I really wanted it. And so one year for Christmas, my wife decided she was going to order it. And I say one year. It was last year. And I have, anytime I've had spare time, which isn't often, I've brought it downstairs because the hardest part about it is the balancing. So I'll do it inside the house because I don't want the neighbors seeing me fall on my ass. And I've fallen a few times, but nothing bad. And all I do is I hold on to, you know, like the counter and I just get on it because it's a self-leveling. But you're also putting power on it by how you balance yourself on it. So it's difficult. I'm excited for the spring for a few reasons. Tonight, Sunday night when we record, my new person is starting. And so once she's all trained up, I'll be able to have 2 days off
what?
In a row.
Whoa.
I'm excited about that. So I think, you know.
Then she'll quit.
Shoot, dude, I do. Don't put that in the air.
Oh,
do not put that in the air.
Or something.
Yeah, so, you know, but same kind of thing. And she's told me that if I see you wanting something and you don't get it for yourself, that gives me a clue. But you don't ever really give me much hints. But my father, on the other hand, he's like, that's cool. I'm going to buy it. Hey, Dad.
Right.
How about you tell one of us that you want some? Well, I want it now. I don't want it in 2 months.
Yeah. Or, you know, 6, 8, 9 months.
Right,
Christmas
depending
Michael.
On. Depending
yeah,
on
no, I'm with him on that one. You know, I might throughout the year say, you know, what I really like is this. And I've said it for 2 years now and I still haven't gotten it. But
hint, hint. She's going, uh-oh. Jesus, what is he talking
what
about?
That?
I don't remember.
Oh, no.
Did
like
I write it down in my notes?
Brother.
No, it's not that.
I missed it. What?
She doesn't like that position.
Oh, huh?
It's not sexual at all. So something for my car.
Look, she's going through her texts now, like, wait, that's what I forget.
Is it a remote start?
No.
Oh.
No. She knows what it is.
Tent.
Once I say the
I
car.
Do.
Yeah.
Tent.
Yeah.
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 He would like a remote start, too.
Well, I would, but it's not Ditto. Necessary.
They're actually really affordable anymore.
Yeah.
You know, when they first came out, they were $400 or $500.
What?
Why are you yelling at him? Jesus.
Who are we talking about?
Do you hear that? He was dozing, and all of a sudden, he was like, hey, what? What happened?
What did I do? What did I do?
Was I snoring too loud? So before we get too far into it, if you like what we're doing, please make sure to share the show with your friends. Just copy the link, paste it into a text message or a messenger, or just put the link in your social media profile and hit send. If you like what we're doing, support us. We're a small business for all intents and purposes, and we are fighting the culture war. We can't do that without your help and support. We thank you for listening for sure. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
It's all right.
And I did it again. Head over to patreon.podbean.com/unrestrained and join to become a member. You'll be an official tugger that'll get official cool shit. And the more tuggers we get, the more cool shit we'll be able to do for you. And we cannot wait. We're in early stages of some great things, but we do need some help. And so anything you can give is greatly appreciated. Also, go over to our website, theunrefinedguys.com, and check out our sponsors page. Make sure the Take a look at all the cool shit that Ravencrest Tactical is up. They have decided that they are in for the long haul, and they know that their knives are great quality. They know that they're affordable. However, they are a little bit pricey. So what did they do to combat that? They have cut the prices of every knife that they carry pretty significantly. I think that's a great thing.
Of course, after I buy mine.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not a gimmick. It's not a sale that's only going on for a short time. They've instead of, you know, what many grocery stores are doing by making shrinkflation a thing, where they up the price and then down the amount of product you're getting, Ravencrest Tactical is betting on the market and saying, we believe in our product and we want more people to be able to have access to it.
Nice.
100% made in America product and 100% money or
lifetime
warranty.
Guarantee.
Lifetime warranty. So if you make a mess out of that knife, they'll fix it up for you real good. That's on our sponsors page on the website. I think I've hit everything.
Yeah,
make sure to
so far.
Hit our socials. Like us on your platform that you're listening to this podcast on, and leave a note, a message.
Something. Please.
Comment.
Let us know. When you comment and rate the show, that helps the algorithm push this show out to more people, and that's what we need.
Oh,
we need more people to have eyes on and ears on what we do here. We originally had an amazing guest lineup today. Unfortunately, they had some scheduling conflicts. Something came up. They weren't able to grade us. But instead of that, we're going to still continue to work to make that show happen. We have somebody else who is just as equally great. We've asked Mary to sit with us and Jeff as well. They've been with us all week, but today's a very special reason. Many of you who listen on a regular basis know that Bear and Mary are siblings. What many of you may not know is that they didn't know about each other for quite a while.
I was 16 when we met.
You were 16 when I met.
Yep.
I got to meet her shortly after Bear did.
You met her the same day I did.
I thought.
No, it was you were wasn't? We were living but together you, in the apartment.
That's right.
Yeah. And you were the reason why we met.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It is.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation.
You brought
situation.
Them together, Tommy. Look at
unknowingly.
That.
Unknowingly, nonetheless. So I'm going to just ask the easy question. How long had you known about the other before you guys actually met?
When I was 16.
I had known about.
I had no clue until it was probably about 2 weeks.
It was 2 to 3 weeks.
Two
or something
to three
like that.
Weeks
yeah.
before I actually
so
met him.
Yeah.
And it was my cousin,
Blondie.
Blondie.
You had a thing for
it. Yeah, you two had a something.
So Blondie and I we were in part of a youth group together, on and off for probably 8 or so years. And at that age, when we first met, it was, once in a while we'd hold hands.
Flirty.
We would flirt, yeah. As much as 11-year-olds do. As we got older, we were never an item.
No.
Right.
Unless we were together.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It wasn't like
proximity.
It really was. Exactly. Perfect. When we were around each other, it was like it was not you know, we weren't having sex or anything to that nature.
You were just drawn to each other.
We were, and we would, for all intents and purposes, when we were hanging out together, we were an item, right. I guess. And
but she overheard you say Bear's last name.
Right.
And she giggled and was like, hey.
Wasn't I on the phone with her?
No, we were.
No, I think she said that you guys were at something together.
I remember. Okay. Okay. I remember.
Right. So at the time when I met your cousin, we were basically down the street at my ex-girlfriend's house. And I don't know, she was hanging out with my ex-girlfriend. Somehow they know each other. And that's when he said my last name. And she's like, well, I know somebody named that with that last name. And then she tells me Mary's name. And I was like, yeah, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Because I'd known about Mary for years.
Okay.
Our sperm donor, because we're half siblings, technically, my sperm donor had told us about her years ago, you know, ahead of time.
Yeah, and I had no clue. No clue. So when Blondie came to me and was like, hey, I met your brother today, I was like, no, you've known him your whole life. And she's like, no. And she said his name, and I was like, nope, that's not his name, honey.
Never heard of him before.
I don't know that guy. And she goes, no, for real. I immediately went to my mom and was like, hey.
What you talking about, Willis?
Hey, mom. did you know this? Because she also told me right away, oh, yeah, he's like a couple years older than you. And I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
You know? And
this is where the story gets really fun, guys.
Yeah. You might want to grab pencil and paper.
It's a rabbit hole that you're going to need to remember the way out of.
Yeah. Start leaving the crumbs now.
So I ran to my mom and I asked her if she knew about this guy named this Bear. We all know that's not your name, but that's fine.
And just for clarification real quick, your surname isn't even common. Remotely
it's not that common.
It's not very common at all.
No, not at all.
So and if it is, it's usually spelled differently.
Yes.
Correct.
On the tail end of it.
And Mary, did you ever go by that surname?
I did.
Okay.
Until I was 18.
Okay.
And that's actually part of our story too, is when I changed it, I inadvertently hurt Bear's feelings.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that until years later. But I had gone to my mom and was like, hey, do you know Bear? And she's like, oh, yeah, I knew about him. He was born while I was married to your sperm donor. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? She and Butthead.
Let's come up with a, let's just call him Bill.
All right.
No, let's call him
Dickhead.
Let's call him
Richard Cranium.
Richard Cranium.
That works.
Whatever y'all want to call him.
Richard.
Richard. Well, no, because that's...
that one I'm better with than Bill.
Okay. That's true.
You call him Al.
Call him Chuck.
Chuck. You just got to let that one hang. Jeff's on
call
a roll
me
here.
Al.
Al.
You can call I like you Al. Al will work.
God, you just brought that.
So Al, call you Betty. And my mom were married for 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's where you need the math. They divorced when I was 7 months old because my mom saw some signs and was like, oh, nope, we're out. Bear is 2 years older than me. So if you figure out that math.
I don't do well in the math department, but that math don't math.
That math don't math. Yeah. And he's not my mom's child.
No.
And the reason my mom found out about Bear was Bear's mom sent Al a Father's Day card.
My mom was a bitch.
That
wow.
year.
Yeah.
She was that vindictive. She would do that.
Yeah. She sent my mom a Father's Day card, essentially.
Right. Sent a Father's Day card to your house.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how mom knew. And she knew because of the card, and she just never really thought about it after that. Like, she had left Al. That was a time of past moving forward. So I was angry with her at first. Heard the explanation, was like, okay. So then I agreed, okay, I'm going to go meet Bear. And you already had your firstborn at that point.
No, she was pregnant with him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yep. She was pregnant with him.
She was pregnant with him when we first met.
It was the weirdest thing because I get this phone call out of the blue.
Yeah, because we didn't have cell phones.
No, we had landlines. And Tommy and I and my ex-wife were sharing an apartment at the time.
Yep.
So we got a phone call. And all I get is, hey, this is Mary. You know who I am? And I was like, yeah, I do. She's like, well, do you want to meet up? And I'm like, well, when do you want to do this? And she's like, today.
Right now.
Because I had gotten the nerve up to do it right then and there.
And I was like, okay, well, where are you at? And she's like, well, I'm over here. And at the time, that location, she was at her aunt's house. And at that location was like 5 blocks from where we lived. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we're doing this then.
It was a really, you know, sometimes these things get
you were home
out.
That day. Yeah.
Sometimes these things, you know, well, okay, let's meet next Tuesday or whatever. This was a, hey, this is who I am. You sure you know who I am? Let's meet. Like right now.
Right now.
No preparation, no planning. And at this point, we'd known each other 10 years.
Yeah. Ish. For a while, yeah.
I'd never seen that nervousness. And it wasn't, I say nervousness, that's probably not even the right word.
No, it's accurate.
It's just, there was a lot of nerves.
Well, I can imagine. I can't imagine because I don't know. But to see that, there were so many things running through his head.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be the big brother. He's excited to meet this sister that he's known about. But then there's the apprehension, is she only going to associate me with him?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to make it clear right off the bat that I'm not him. And
well, and I had to, and I felt like I had to make it clear off the bat that I didn't want to know him.
Yeah, no. That was one of the first things you said.
Like right out of the gate, I was like, I want nothing to do with Al.
Right.
He's never wanted anything to do with me. We're moving forward. I'll tiptoe into this relationship with you, but not if there's going to be any interaction with Al.
And I don't want you pushing him on me.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to meet him.
And at that point, he was still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And was he still in your life at that time,
no.
Bear?
No.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he was not in my life at that time. When we met, no, he was already out.
Well, he was coming. Okay. He was coming in and out of your mom's.
Yes.
Still.
Yeah, but.
Not in a good way.
I got to find a way to phrase this, but I'm just going to bluntly say it. He was booty calling my mom all the time.
Right. Okay.
And unfortunately, my mom.
And she was letting him.
Yeah. Unfortunately, she was. Apparently, he must be really good in the sack because.
Isn't there about 16 of you?
we'll get to that later on.
Don't spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
Edit section. Noted.
Okay. Yeah, no, we're jumping way ahead. But so she made it very clear she didn't want to meet him. She never wanted to meet him. She didn't want him in her life at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to break the news to her that she had another little sister,
mm-hmm.
half sister. And, you know.
I think it was the same day she came over.
Well, was it?
I thought it was a couple of days, like 1 or 2 days. Cause
might have been.
Here's how this in my mind, because I went with him.
Yeah, he went with me to go meet you.
I remember that.
I remember the wrought iron carport.
Uh huh.
At your aunt's house.
Yep.
And I remember in my mind thinking how awkward this must be.
It was very awkward.
Yeah, it was.
And you know, still being a young teenage kid full of piss and vinegar, I was also thinking, how is this going to play out in the big brother sense?
Right.
Because I know how protective Bear is generally of people he cares about.
Mm-hmm.
Finding this new nugget of family, I felt for him. Mm-hmm. Like, because I couldn't do anything to help him. But for some reason, that carport and us standing just on the outside of that mm-hmm. carport, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but from what it looked like to an outsider, it was like you guys had already known each other.
No,
and you hadn't seen each other.
I'm going to back up for a little bit. So to clarify things, my dad was a whore, and he was a horrible person. I have an older sister. We have an older half-sister, which I knew about, and she actually moved in with us, and she turned out to be not the best person, okay? I don't know how politely to say she was that way, but so I was apprehensive And I think that's what I told you on the way over there was, I hope she's nothing like Carla.
Right.
You know, if she's anything like Carla, then I can't. Why is that funny?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
That name you just came up with.
It's my ex-wife's name.
Oh! You know, dude, I didn't even think about that.
I know. That's why I was laughing so hard. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interfere with
that. I just don't want to put my sister's name out there and put her on blast. Right. And over the years, we've gotten better. We've gotten to be friendly. But when she was living with us, she was the typical older sister.
Teenager.
Bitch.
Right.
She was just a straight up bitch and mean to me because I was the little brother.
Right.
And just everything I hated.
Now, was our little sister around at that time?
Yes.
Was she? Okay.
Yeah. She was younger.
Very little.
So anyway, when I was going to meet you, I was like, as long as she's not like Carla, we're going to be fine.
Right.
And then it was funny because like Tommy said, when we started talking and we went through some stuff, you know,
it's
like we were
instant best friends.
Yeah,
it was instant. It was because I had no frame of reference,
right?
Whatsoever. All I had was the brother I was raised with, who was quite frankly a dick.
Well, and I'm not even close to like him at all. So, because your brother and my half brother are the same person.
Well, and it's weird because growing as we've, you know, it's been so many years now. And stories have developed and stuff. Both of our older brothers, who I'm not related to, Bear's older brother, he's not related to my older brother.
Right.
They hung out together in the same group. So my older brother that I was raised with knew about Bear as well.
This is an amazing testament to, there are about two in Colorado at that time, 2.6 million or so.
Yeah,
And this grand big old state and all of these connections make place. Cause you started your life in Pueblo.
Yes.
Yeah,
I did. We moved up here when I was 8.
Well, while we're talking about that, here's the creepiest part about that, where she grew up and where I originally was born, or, you know, where I was living.
It was like a block from each other.
Well, I would say more like 4 blocks. Cause you were on the other side of the park and I was on the north side of the park.
Right. Right.
And we were that close to each other.
I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew where you were, but I didn't know you were that close.
Yeah. So close. And our brothers hung around together like everything. It was crazy. So I had zero frame of reference where he had our older sister to kind of have some sort of frame of reference of meeting another sibling.
Right.
No clue. Not even a little bit. So I was nervous just because of my other older brother. I mean, he tormented me growing up.
Let's go back for just a second. You talked about that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And, excuse me, where were you at mentally when here's a random dude talking to your cousin, bringing up
A sibling.
And then you said you were mad at your mother, obviously.
Just at first, I was.
But once you heard this name and you realized that the connection was not just coincidental, but that it actually existed,
mm-hmm.
what were things going through your mind?
I don't know if I can recall. I know I was incredibly nervous, and mainly over the aspect of meeting Al. Because at 16, it had been 4 years since I had seen Al.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 years prior was the first time I had ever seen him in my life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So when I was 12 years old, I was at my grandparents' house. And my grandfather, if he would bark my name, I knew I was in trouble.
Sure.
And he barked my name. I was in the basement. And he was like, I need you to come upstairs. And I was like, okay. And my grandparents had this huge patio in their backyard. And he's like, all right, your dad is here and he wants to talk to you, but you will not be alone with him. And I was like, okay. Yes, sir.
And this was at 12?
This was at 12. So we sat on the porch for probably 2 hours. And Al physically had his back to me the entire time and was talking to my grandfather and my brother and my mom. And my grandfather was if you ever, you met him. Mm. He was just a presence.
Very much so.
Very much a presence. And Al was kissing his butt the whole time. And finally, at the end of the 2 hours, he turned to me and he said, well, I'm going to come up to Denver next weekend and we're going to go to breakfast and your mom's going to be there and we're going to get to know each other. And I was like, all right, right on. Like, as a 12-year-old girl, I was like excited that I finally get to know my dad.
Have a father figure. Yeah.
Have a father and everything like that. I was excited. No, nothing. Never saw hide nor hair of him again. Never heard from him again. Nothing.
And that's been, that was your kind of experience with him most of the time.
My experience with him, he wasn't, oh, I want to make this very clear, he wasn't always bad, but it was like walking on eggshells. My experience with him is he's a very abusive person. So we had to stay in our lanes and make sure we did our things so that he wouldn't get angry.
Right.
And so he was around up until, I want to say I was 12, which would put me, you put you at 10, because I'm 2 years older than Mary.
Yep.
So I was 12. He was around constantly up until then, and then up and just disappeared. And then come back, and, you know, my mom and him got married when I was, I want to say I was 8. It was probably between 5 and 8.
Sounds about right.
My mom and him got married.
So that was even after your youngest sibling was born.
No. No, it was 6. I was 6.
Okay.
I'm going to back up.
Okay.
Because, no, they got married when I was young. That's all I can remember. I just remember it was shortly after. No, so, my timeline's all messed up, okay. Folks. I'm sorry. Okay. But
no, it's a very...
I think it was shortly after he divorced... Your mom and him divorced. That
makes sense.
That they got, and it was when they were legally divorced. I remember that because
right.
I was born, and I was born under my mom's previous husband's last name.
Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah, so I was born under his last name. He knew I wasn't his.
Okay,
and he hated me because I represented cheating. You know, so
right, right.
Anyway, going back to Al, he was a very abusive man. So he disappeared. I wouldn't say 12, because that's when we started hanging out, Tommy and I. And he was in and out. He'd show up every once in a while, and fuck up a whole gig that we had going on.
Well, and I knew I didn't want anything to do with Al at all, period. And I was very scared. I was also excited because my older sibling and I, that we were raised together, have never been really, really close. He's 7 years older than me.
Yeah.
And by the time I came around, he was just like, you are ruining everything.
Yeah.
Mm. You know? And so I guess I was apprehensively hoping for a true sibling relationship, because sure. I knew he was only 2 years older. And I was like, oh, we're so much closer and everything.
Closer
and,
in the ballpark for sure.
Yeah. And like you witnessed, it was like he was my best friend immediately.
It was when we first met. That first, it's just the typical meeting of
yeah,
of, right.
You know,
tell you warm up.
Yeah, when you first meet somebody, you're like, you got to kind of feel about each other's out and see where what lines I can cross.
Sure. You know,
what we lines found I out can. We're like basically yeah, the same person.
Basically, she just has a vagina. She's me with a vagina.
Well, I would say she has a little bit more tact than us in general.
That's true.
Because
well, I wasn't raised with Al.
Right. Well, and, you know, I think if we truly looked at, and I'm not in any way saying this to negate our parents. Our parents did great jobs for what,
right.
what yeah. we gave them.
That's a great way of putting that.
It is. You know, we gave them hell.
Yes.
We raised ourselves
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
We relied on each other very heavily socially. Mm-hmm. We relied on each other in a lot of ways mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And so our parents, and I'm not, this isn't to take away from what our parents did, but I can concur that you guys are so much alike.
Mm-hmm.
You have more tact, and you often will find a very different way of saying the exact same thing to spare somebody's feelings, whereas sometimes we don't. And it's not because we're purposely wanting to hurt them, but I just don't want you to get some other...
Right.
I want to make my point very clear, and right. I don't want you to be able to minimize or change what I'm thinking. We found out when Bear and I first met to talk about the smallness. The first time he met my dad, as soon as he said his last name, my dad's like, "Are you related to Al?" And he's like, "Yeah."
That's my sperm donor.
So my dad and Al went to high school together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was he always a dick? According to my father, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, and his dad dated our aunt.
Oh.
Al's sister.
Okay.
Yeah, briefly, apparently.
Which, if you're following along, I never met anybody on that side. On Al's side.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody.
And
as Bear and I got closer over the years, for the first couple of years of our friendship, I had basically survivor's guilt, which was weird because I found out of the abuse and everything that Al gave everybody.
Well, the first thing you said to me was, "I never want to meet him and don't want to see him." And I was like, "Well, it's a good thing because, you know."
That's basically, you were like, you're like, right on.
I wish I could delete that part of my memory. You know?
And I almost had survivor's guilt because my mom saw something. There was just, she didn't know it. She couldn't put her thumb on it, but she knew something was wrong.
With him?
With him.
Okay.
And she hightailed it and she never looked back. And there were many times where Al would basically call my mom for a booty call too. And my mom was like, "Fuck you."
Were you resentful of your mother? I guess, before I ask.
When I was 12, yes. When I was 16, no.
I wanted to ask about, because you said you had zero desire at all to ever meet this gentleman. I say that loosely. Or have any interactions with him. Was it because of A, what you had heard from your mother, or B, because of what he had done to you in abandoning you?
Yes and no on both.
Okay.
My mom was very good about not saying bad things about him. She very much wanted me to make up my own mind about it.
Right.
Somehow or another, and I'm trying to be very tactful here and being respectful.
Do you remember what show we're on?
No, I'm trying to be tactful for my older brother.
Understood.
I have always...
Somebody's not here to defend himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
I've always known of the type of abuse that Al gave to my brother that I was raised with. I don't know how I've known that. I've just always known that. And because of that, and the abandonment, and the fact that, you know, Bear was born while my mom was married to him. That automatically kind of,
when you do the math on that, you got to go, wait.
Yeah.
How'd that work?
That's why I said the math doesn't matter.
It doesn't
matter. Al cheated on her mom with my mom.
Right.
Boom.
Yeah. But there was a lot of factor into it. I think my grandfather, who, as I said, he had a big presence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had said enough things, and his reaction to Al being on his back porch was enough to raise a big red flag in me.
How long do you think it took? Because you're not a trusting person by nature. And when I say that, I don't mean it in a negative sense.
No, I'm not.
It's just, you know, you've got to earn some of these things.
I think we were born with that.
Right. So, so when you all met, you guys were, there was a spark.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Right.
But there was also apprehension.
Very much so.
And that, how long did that last before you really were able to say, okay, he is not Al?
I think my biggest turning point was, so when I did meet our little sister, first words out of her mouth, "When are you going to meet Al?" And I was like, "I'm not."
Now, was the little sister's your sister?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's call her Cindy.
Okay.
I can't remember all these names. I'm going to screw it up at some point. I'll do my best.
Okay.
But when I finally
the
came
little
around,
sister you knew all your life.
Yeah. When I finally came around to meet Cindy, Bear and I had already kind of started to develop some trust with each other? Because I think it was a couple weeks before I got to meet Cindy.
No, it was a while. Because you were only down briefly.
Right.
I think it was some family function that you were down for.
Yeah.
At that time.
Because I was only down long enough to meet you the one time, and then I had to come back.
Yeah, when
Denver.
You came back this, yeah, and when you came back the next yeah. time, that's when you guys came. You came over to the apartment with, I think it was your ex at the time. I don't know. Maybe it was just you and somebody. Some.
It might have been Blondie, but I think you're right. It might have been my ex.
It might have been both. Because I do remember.
I'm pretty sure it was both.
Yeah, yeah. Because there was a group of people there. Because yeah. my ex threw a fit yeah. about all that.
Right, but, right.
There was some stuff.
Right.
And then.
And like, right out of the gate, Cindy just came at me.
Well, because that's when you met her. It was when you, yeah.
Yeah.
You came over. She came over and was like, you have to.
Yeah. She lit me up. You've got to. He's your biological father.
He's your dad.
He's your dad. And I was like,
why
maybe?
Does that sound just like Cindy?
Well, I was instantly just like taken aback. And I was like, how about you tell him some of these things?
Right.
Because
why should I bother?
Why should I bother if he's never bothered?
And the funny part is she'd only interacted with him to that point just a handful of times.
She no, Cindy had
a better relationship with Alan.
She's 5 years, 6 years younger than me. So she lived with him from this time, you know, when she was born until she was about 6-7 years old.
Oh, okay. So I guess
so. She knew okay. of him and she was. This is the part that pisses me off the most, is Cindy was his little princess.
That's right. That's you know? Right.
That's, until
yeah.
Until later, she had no interact. And this is like in the from the time we met. It's quite a few years later.
We're jumping around a little bit.
We are jumping around a lot. Cindy ran into Al, and was like, oh, if it isn't my sperm donor or something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what was said. I wasn't there. And Al said, my name.
Oh, Mary. To Cindy.
To Cindy. And holy boy. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that went over like a fart in church.
Well, yeah.
I'll explain how much of a dick this guy was later on when we talk about all the other siblings. I'm not gonna hold back because the guy's dead, so it doesn't matter. I can say whatever I want. My siblings that may or may not listen to this, I don't give a fuck what you think. Okay.
Well, right. And I don't think you would have cared if he was still alive. I think you'd still be saying the same thing.
Yeah,
so.
Neither of us would care. But I so to answer your question, Cindy had come at me, wanted me to meet Al, yelled at me. Right. We got into a big confrontation. This was my first meeting with this little girl. And then in the same breath, she almost was like, oh, my God, I've always wanted a big sister. I'm excited. And I was like, whoa.
Pump the brakes.
Hold on. I've only ever been a little sister.
I don't know pump, if I pump want the you brakes. In my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do know there was a time, maybe two, where Cindy was trying to make a meeting,
yeah,
an accidental meeting of me and Al.
Yeah.
Now, A, I'm not surprised that she would do it,
yeah.
But B, I'm shocked that she would do it.
Yeah, right?
After I had adamantly been right. like, hell to the no, she was setting this up. And where that trust kind of came in between me and Bear is Bear called me and was like, hey, heads up.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you very much.
Well, I had just found out what was happening.
What
was she was trying to do. And I was like, I gotta let Mary know.
Yeah, so he called me and let me know of this chance, quote unquote, meeting, and that's when our trust started to really develop because I understood that he had heard me when I said I didn't want to know Al.
If
my turn,
at least I couldn't hear yours. that interaction between you and Cindy. Because
mm-hmm.
I know that there's been some downsides to, mm-hmm. to your relationship. I'm trying to find a way to word this right. If she would have approached it with the same intent, but going a different route, do you think that would have changed the issues that lingered between the two of you?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
Sure.
I really don't know because...
Like, I guess what I'm... If she would have been more forward and said, listen, I would like for this to happen. Here's why I'd like it to happen. And here's what I propose. Even though you'd already told her, hell nah. But if she was more transparent about it, I just wonder if that might have...
I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't know how to answer that just because I am by nature not a trusting person. Sure.
I don't think... If see, here's the problem I have with Cindy. Mary made it very clear she had no interest in on meeting him, but yet she still wanted to set up this meet with Al and Mary. That's not how you gain
trust,
right. Trust, yeah. and or friendship and or any kind of relationship, right, with anyone.
Well, yeah,
when she made it very clear to me that she wanted nothing to do with him,
I told her the first words out of my mouth when I met you.
When we actually physically met, yeah, that was one of your first words. And I'm like, hey, yeah, right on. I'm with you. You don't really want to meet him. You know, he's a piece of shit. So, you know, anyway. And I stuck to that.
Yeah.
Because in all fairness, it was Mary's choice. If she wants to meet him, it's up to her.
Sure.
And Cindy and I have had that conversation before she tried to set her up. Look, Mary doesn't want to meet him. Let it be. It's up to her. It's her choice.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, Cindy's going to do what Cindy does. And she's always been that way.
Of course she is. We wouldn't expect anything less.
No, yeah. We don't. You know, she's a very free thinker at times, but she's very selfish most of the time. Sorry.
So that was a nice way to put that.
Well, no, she's selfish most of the time though. You know, it's just the truth. It's, you know.
No, I see how that plays out. So you guys have got this first meet out of the way. You get the first introduction, mm-hmm, to Cindy. How often did you get, because you were obviously living
in Denver.
Bear was still down in the in the Pueblo metro area.
Metro.
If that's a thing.
All right.
Well, you know, you got to make it sound. Hey, the government printing office. You get the...
Yeah.
Get all those forms from there.
Get the little blue books.
Right.
Yep.
So if you read them, do you get an erection? Or?
No.
Okay. So you guys meet. You kind of establish this relationship. You come back to Denver. You're still in Pueblo. How? Because back then, if you called from Pueblo to Denver, it was a long distance charge.
Yeah. There was no cell phone, so yeah, right. It was long distance, and so we wrote letters to each other. Mm-hmm. We sporadically would call each other just to see how everybody was doing. Mm-hmm. Then we'd make plans. Hey, I'm going to be down in March,
sure,
and we're gonna, you know, let's do this, let's do that.
Well, and then the phone company started like nights and weekends,
right?
Yeah, you know?
Sprint.
Yeah, yeah.
And after 9, you can talk as long as you want.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Shit like that. So,
do you believe there's a whole group of listeners that are like, what?
What is this long distance you speak of?
You can only call a nights and weekends.
You mean, right? You mean like a relationship long distance? Isn't that so weird that we had a plan that we could call anywhere in the city and it was just part of your phone bill. But if you called a county over, there was long distance.
Yeah. And you had to dial one first.
Yeah. Then we moved to a system where, well, okay, we're gonna sell you for an extra couple bucks a month. You can call after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
And it, mm-hmm, won't cost you anything. And then from 9 p.m. Friday night until 11:59 Sunday night, it's just free.
Right.
And then the cell phone companies jumped in on that bandwagon.
Right. Yeah.
What a scam.
Sorry, I didn't mean to sidetrack.
That's okay.
But no, and then also, because we met when I was 16, I had my driver's license, and I was able to, you know, borrow the car and go to Pueblo a little bit, right, more often. And by that time, he had his oldest.
Yeah.
And so I was going to kind of see the nephew.
Right.
You know?
And, yeah, because he wasn't much older than your first.
Correct.
So after meeting Mary and stuff, and this is when I met her ex-husband.
Right.
And me and him became... good friends.
Pretty good, right, buddies.
Until he got her pregnant and then...
kicked me out.
I do recall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another story we can tell.
Yeah, we'll later.
That's a whole other story, but it's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
Up until this point, you guys were in communication with each other.
On a regular,
okay,
yeah.
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
You were still in each other's lives.
We made it... okay, going back to when we first met, we were like instant best friends.
Okay. Yes.
We're really, and my ex hated that.
Oh, bad.
It's another woman in your life.
That I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like this weird jealous thing.
Absolutely.
And I was like.
I can see that for sure.
My brother.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, you were. That was. That would be the same way that anyone else in Bear's life would have been treated.
Oh yeah, at that time.
I see that now.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, Tom, but
Tommy
at the
can
time,
attest to most
exactly.
Of it.
She was jealous of anybody that Bear would not just communicate with. She wasn't that bad.
That I was interested.
But if there was an interest, there was an interest, our friend group stayed our friend group, not just because of who we were as people. Some of us were hell-bent on helping him to understand that
he was being controlled.
No, not no, but to she hated all of us.
Yeah,
all of us.
Yeah.
And she had her own little reasons for each one.
Yeah,
but all of them boiled back to the same thing. If we were around, he wasn't paying attention to her.
Well, and...
Or enough attention, I should say.
Yeah.
When I got pregnant and my ex kicked me out, I ended up moving in with Bear and his ex.
Right.
For like a minute.
And here's the problem. About that. Here's the problem with that. I didn't really ask her.
I didn't know that.
Because I knew what the answer was going to be.
Right.
That makes sense.
But you just kind of... told her that, hey, my sister's in trouble. She's moving in.
No, she was already then.
Or
no, it was.
Hey, she's in the spare room.
No. So Mary's on the north side of town. She's at her grandparents' house, and she's coming over here. She's going to be living with us for a while.
Okay,
that's what happened.
Okay,
yeah. And she's
as
in trouble.
Mary's on the way over in the car, going to pull up any minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
With some stuff. Kay.
Yeah, and I deserve.
So I could see some resentment. From
I got some bullshit for that. Yeah. And it was deserved. But you know, for like the few weeks that she lived with us, they actually became really good friends.
Yeah, we got along just fine.
Kind of turned her around.
Yeah.
So
but then
while,
I moved in with my grandparents.
Okay.
And my grandparents actually fell in love with Tommy.
Of course.
I felt bad for him. Because I did not.
Because Tommy knows how to schmooze the adults.
Here was the thing is I wasn't trying to. I honest to God wasn't trying to. I had on my own developed a good friendship with Mary.
Right.
And I don't know. I know I got a call shortly after the ex kicked her out.
Yeah.
And I wasn't sure if that was a, hey, just so you know, or hey, here's some information. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but let me know type of call. Right. Yep. And so when I had met her grandparents, it literally was just, I felt already comfortable enough because of Bear and my relationship that I didn't have to turn it on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can. I'm not denying Karen's 100% on I will smooze if I need to smooze.
Like my parents fell in love with you.
That wasn't smoozing as much as it was survival.
Okay.
Because I was more worried about your sister.
Okay.
But yeah, so it really was just a, if she's good enough for him to say I'm all in, then
okay.
Right.
I was all in too. And I didn't feel the need, but I was still shocked that they liked me so much.
Yeah. They just fell in love with Tommy. But
so how long were you with your grandparents?
It's about
until my oldest was born. Like a month after she was born, I moved back up to Denver.
I was gonna say 8 or 9 months.
Yeah,
not just because she was pregnant. It was because she was like newly pregnant when she first moved down there.
Yes,
right.
After he kicked her out.
Yeah.
So had the whole term while she was living in Pueblo. Plus a month until she moved back in with him.
Yeah.
Now, how long had you been married to him at the time when you got pregnant?
We weren't.
Okay. Okay.
That was why one of the reasons that the grandparents weren't thrilled.
Right. And that's another reason they fell in love with Tommy because I got pregnant. He kicks me out.
Right.
All of a sudden, I'm this.
Now you're
an unwed teenager.
Which was still a really bad thing back then.
Absolutely. And here comes this charming young man who and I was like
they're trying to get you married off to him.
They were.
You need someone to take care of you, dear.
Exactly. And I was like, nay. It's just Tommy.
I don't know that they ever truly grasped that, you know, while Sean and I have no blood between us, what we have is far thicker than that.
Brothers.
Yes. Yeah.
And I kind of, I guess in the sense of...
I can't marry my brother's sister.
Exactly.
And it, that's and it not going to happen.
It wasn't even a schmoozing thing. It was just, you know, this is...
You were brotherly, taking care of me.
And I think we just let your grandparents...
Think what they have, their thoughts.
And we didn't...
Whatever made them sleep better at night, we'll
go
with
it. We didn't encourage it. We didn't, you know, put on a show, but we didn't change anything else. We just let them have their... Because if it made them comfortable, it was okay.
Yeah.
Right. And to be fair, both of you just very much took on that brotherly role. Like I said, I was a teenager, pregnant, unwed, kicked out, no clue what I was doing. And then both of you just really kind of took me under your wings.
Right.
And we're like, all right, sis, let's fix this.
Well, because the way you'd been treated, you know, by him and a few others in your life.
Yeah.
Well, no, she doesn't need that. She needs somebody that's going to be there for her.
Right.
You know, and both of us felt that way. Uh-huh. You know.
Well, and then things happened, not to totally side rail it, but my aunt had passed away, and then I had my baby out of wedlock, and then my grandfather passed away.
Right.
I was not of sound mind and body that year.
You were in a tough place.
I was in a really, really tough place. So when the ex came back and was like, all right, I'll take care of you.
And you're like, yes, this is what needs to happen. I just blindly was like, yes,
I need somebody to take care. I can't function right now.
Right.
And coming from a single family, single mother.
Right.
You wanted to have the father in the picture.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And you needed someone that could show you that kind of love that you can't get from your brothers.
Correct.
Trust me. Absolutely correct.
I need that kind of intimacy and relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Trust me when I say her brothers.
Yeah, Tommy, that's why I said brothers.
Really tried to talk her out of my
head. They did.
A lot.
I can imagine.
I will say both of my daughters. The major, major story about my brothers being brothers at that time has been told to my children by all three individuals.
It's a great story, but we won't tell that today.
That is such a good story. And both of my girls are like, I know without a shadow of a doubt that it happened the way it happened because all three of them told us the exact same story in the exact same way.
Yep.
Different point of views, but you know,
yeah,
there were nuances that were definitely different.
They just to really quick and brief for the listeners, they took him on a trip and he thought he wasn't gonna come back.
We didn't, we invited him to join us for a day,
yeah,
and he was convinced.
I love how we say it so innocently. This is what we had those thoughts. Let's tell the truth a little.
We were doing a guy's day.
So he's being nice about it.
And we were going to do our thing, and he was invited and encouraged to come with us.
Strongly.
And
encouraged.
Was completely convinced he wasn't coming back.
Yes. Okay.
He did. Anyway.
He came back ecstatic. I only lost a shoe. Not my life.
Did he think he'd made new best friends that day?
He did.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did.
I know he did. And technically he did. Because we had the talk, the brotherly talk, and he said the right things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're like, this is your last fucking chance.
With a little encouragement, he knew the answers.
Okay. So how long after that did you get married? Because then you traveled with him across the country.
She got married on the same day my daughter was born.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, wow. How rude of you, Bear, I know, right?
That's why I couldn't show up for the wedding.
Yeah, Bear and his wife couldn't make it to the wedding because they were in the process of having a baby.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And it was funny because Bear was like, I'm so sorry. And I was like, dude, you're fine.
Can't make it. Gotta have a big excuse here, you know.
It was very shortly after that he enrolled into the Navy and we moved to Florida.
Okay.
And that's where he spent the majority of his enlistment was in Florida.
Okay.
How long were you guys there for?
Four years.
4 years. Were you guys still in contact?
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact.
When I say all the time, we were writing letters more than phone calls because it was a little more expensive, you know.
When I do remember one of our funniest conversations while I was living down there is the Avalanche hockey team had just won the Stanley Cup against the Florida team.
That was 94?
96,
I think. Wasn't that their first Stanley Cup?
I think 96. So.
It was got to be 5
or 6. Somewhere in there. Because that's how long I was down there.
Well, and the daughter was born in 94, so.
Right, right. Bear was like, sis, I wanted to buy you this t-shirt, and it, right across the back of it said Florida sucked, but I know you would wear it all the time, and I don't want your ass getting kicked.
Yeah. I don't know what neighborhood you live in. You know.
And in Florida, they take their sports pretty seriously. I always found it ironic that Florida has a hockey team.
It was 96.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah. She had to double check.
I forgot about that.
Sorry.
No, I forgot you were over there doing that. I just like typed that all out.
So we have producer Karen.
I know. Yeah. I'm not used to it yet. It's
but it wasn't. So I'll flash.
Flash?
Flash no. forward?
Flash
Let's
forward,
not flash
whatever.
Forward.
Fast forward.
But. Fast forward the timeline. There was a point where Bear and I had a huge falling out.
Do you remember what that was over?
I'm pretty sure it had to do with his mom.
Okay.
I think we had a big fight about his mom.
No, it's not quite it, but that's close.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huge.
I don't want to get into what it actually was.
Okay.
Oh, sure.
But. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, do you remember what it was?
Oh, I,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know.
From your perspective.
Let me, I'm not, I know this is being very vague and it's teasing the audience,
that's fine.
But.
Y'all's story. It don't
That's fine.
It's very vague and very, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to go into.
No, and that's fine.
People. Nope. I didn't know what had happened. I didn't remember it that way.
Okay.
And
he was told something different.
I was told something totally different until later on. And then I was told what it was actually about, and I was like, okay.
And that's why I asked. When my siblings and I talk about certain events, we remember them completely different. So I was wondering if you were
both. I think we're both on the same page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're both on the same page. We remember what happened.
Okay.
And we didn't speak at all because I remember he had called me. Like the day or two after whatever had happened.
Right.
And I said, do not call me. Do not remember my name. Forget my name. Fuck you.
Ouch. That was a bad.
It was a bad fight. It was a bad breakup. It was bad. And it was about 4 years later, Cindy, I was working at Smelly Mart.
Okay.
And all of a sudden I get somebody saying my name and I was like, whoa, what the heck?
Huh.
Didn't recognize her, sadly. And then she reminded me, hey, I'm your sister.
Okay.
And I was like, oh.
Okay.
Oh, hello. Almost identical.
And that was here in Denver.
That was here in Denver.
So
and
who
it
knew
was
that
almost,
she was even not in Pueblo anymore?
Right. I had no clue. No clue whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm sure Mary thought she was safe.
And then
I did.
And then of all the marts in all of the city.
Right there's.
You walk and, into my gin joint.
And. Well, our conversation at
that
the...
That kind of defines our whole relationship.
Right.
You know? It really
well,
does.
Fuck, I can't go anywhere.
Well, and Cindy and I almost had the exact same conversation as when she was 12 and I was 16.
Ah, yeah.
I said, just... I want nothing to do with Bear. Don't blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Well, it seemed like she had learned her lesson.
No.
I wanted to defend Cindy on this one.
Okay.
She
actually did learn.
She did abide by what Mary had said.
Okay.
But she left her day planner and her diary open to this page and saying, ran into Mary today, talked about Bear.
Right.
And
yada,
then,
had
Mary's information.
Yeah. Okay. So at this point in time, had you had your youngest Bear?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had mine.
Okay.
And we didn't actually know about each other's
latest
well, children.
We didn't know about each other's situation.
When you
at
when
all.
You ran into Cindy. And when you ran into Cindy, were you still with your ex?
No.
No.
Okay.
I was no longer with my I had
Okay.
I was already divorced. Okay. I was already in a relationship with Jeff.
Okay.
And she was getting ready to go through a divorce and asked me for help with some of the paperwork and stuff. So her and I went and we had like coffee and lunch and we were actually starting to try to develop a relationship.
Okay.
And then Bear contacted me. I think it was email, right?
It was email.
So this
you
is
saw
where,
Cindy's
this
planner
is,
out.
Well, she left it out.
Right.
So it's probably accidentally on purpose.
I was going to ask, do you think that was done on purpose?
It was probably accidentally on purpose.
I don't think it was done on purpose.
No?
She's that spacey a lot of the times. No offense.
Touche, that's the truth.
Because at that time, I was staying at her house because right. Aaron and I had our little issues.
We were having some problems.
Yeah. So
give us some context. Like, what are we talking? Maybe 02, 03?
Probably 05. Wait, we got married in 06.
Six. We weren't living in that house, the big house anymore. We were living on the other side of Longmont.
Yes, we were.
So
07?
No, because we were married. Been seven. By this
I think
time.
It was 07.
Actually, yeah, because we were actually married already.
So 2007 then.
Seven, 08.
It had to have been seven because it was right before Obama.
Yeah, because we got married in the big house and then we moved to the little house. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah. And this is, we were still living in the little house and before we moved out to the country.
Right.
Because I was staying at Cindy's house and Karen and I were having our issues. Went into the computer room to use the computer to do some computer stuff.
Right.
And that's boom. And there I was.
And it was right there.
Right.
And I'm at the computer. Fuck it. I'm going to type an email. Yeah. So I did.
And I remember you telling me that Cindy had run into your sister.
Yeah.
And I was confused.
And I had told.
Hold on.
Yeah. Just wait.
I'm just saying I was confused.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
We had emailed back and forth a few times and it didn't go well.
No.
At all.
And I think I remember him telling me that.
Oh, it
I don't
go well.
Do well in text. Yeah. I don't. I admit that. So I.
And he finally called. He emailed and said, "Hey, can I call you? Because this isn't working." And I was like, "Fine, whatever." Like I was just not happy.
You're still mad.
The translation wasn't working. The nuance.
I was such a bitch, and I know I was. And he called, and we had a conversation. That conversation didn't go well.
Okay.
I hung up the phone and I was driving at the time and I had both of my daughters in the car and they're like, "Oh my God, Mom, who was that?" And I said, "That's your uncle. You're never fucking meeting him. So don't worry about it."
Oh.
And they were like, "Wait, what?" Because I never even spoke about Bear.
Right.
Like they didn't even know.
Because by the time you had your falling out with him, they were still not of age to have known about
him. Right.
Her oldest and we were tight-ish.
Right.
Because there's some things that are hilarious, like
running my over oldest.
My oldest had a Power Wheels, right?
Yes.
And her oldest totally just carjacked my oldest off his Power Wheels.
She pulled
and then
him
ran
off
his ass over with it.
Yep.
So they had no need, but they were too young to remember.
They were very young.
They were too young.
I would say they were probably four.
They're
or
a couple
five.
Years apart, yeah. They were like a
they're
year.
Pretty close to it, yeah. But yeah, there was going to be no contact. Well, I credit Bear.
I'm persistent.
He was stubborn is the word you're looking for.
Right. But he kept trying and he kept trying. And we finally something broke and we were able to finally talk it out, yell it out. And then we're like,
which
okay.
is kind of weird. Knowing how he feels about other siblings, he doesn't want to have any contact.
I think it was, I would
this
say
one burnt
that
me out.
So that
I'm just kidding.
I would say it's because of that weird bond that we got right away.
Exactly.
Okay.
It was such a tight bond so fast.
Like maybe you remembered how close you were and kind of
like
wanted that back in your life.
Yeah.
This is going to upset some of my siblings, but this is the truth. Mary and I were closer than any of my other siblings.
Yes.
Right.
And I lived with the other siblings.
Right.
So.
Right.
And maybe it's because we weren't raised together that we can be that close.
That's probably true.
You know, but so this is where you and Jeff get to come in. We had finally kind of figured out our bullshit.
Hey, we're going to meet up.
And we're like, I want you. So our lives were very parallel. We've divorced our exes right around the same time. We married our new sibling or new spouses right around the same time. Like our anniversaries are like a week apart.
Right. And same year?
Yeah.
Is yours in 06 also?
No.
You guys are off.
We're
1 year before you.
Okay. Yeah,
they were five, we're six.
But same month.
It was, And the timing was
like a week apart. Yeah.
Yeah. The timing was so very similar in our lives and our timelines and everything. And we had talked a lot of that out and everything. And we were finally like, I want you to meet my new spouse. He's nothing like my ex. You're going to like him, yada, yada, yada. Same thing. I want you to meet my spouse. She's nothing like my ex, yada, yada, yada. So I go to Jeff and I'm like, all right, time has come.
Now I got to tell Jeff.
Now we're going to go. I want you to meet Bear. Jeff says, wait, what? We don't do well with siblings. Go ahead.
Yeah, I only met her brother that she lived with a handful of times probably. And I was like, I barely get it rolling with him. So
yeah,
I
really want to
meet this other one. What the hell?
Yeah, they weren't.
Where did he come from?
They weren't great interactions with my older brother. And so, and I, at the time, wasn't getting along with his brother at all. Yeah. So he was like, we don't do well with in-laws. What are you talking about? I have to go meet another one?
Well, and I was confused as hell from the get-go with Bear and his family. Like, I had met 3 siblings. None of them had the same last name.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm trying to finally get a straight answer out of him. How many freaking siblings do you have? And whose is this? Is this your mom's or your dad's? And who? Where? Huh?
Exactly. Like,
I was confused as hell.
Yeah. Well, what's ironic about this, or whatever the word is, Karen said pretty much the same thing. She's like, oh, I don't do well with sisters. Me and Cindy don't get along. I know.
This isn't going to be good.
Hope he's not the same.
Does anybody get along well with Cindy?
Cindy.
Just checking. Wasn't sure.
Well, you asked. I'm just saying.
But, but yeah, so both Karen and Jeff were just like, nope.
Well, so the first time,
I'll go if I have to. Can we go to Taco Bell or something that's fast?
Quick and easy. I don't want to sit down with them.
Can we do a drive-through or something?
Well, see, before Karen got to meet everybody, I had met up with Mary and Jeff at a sit-down restaurant, you know, because they don't sponsor us. I'm not going to plug them. But, met there and, you know, I paid for the dinner I don't remember how it went, but anyway, we got along. It was quite pleasant. And then I was like patching stuff up with Karen.
Right.
And so went to her and was like, this is what's going on. That was what was said. And then that's what she said. It was like, can we just go to like McDonald's or Taco Bell? Can we do this meet in case it doesn't work? You know,
I'm not good with people anyways. I don't have anything to say to them.
Yeah. But since then we've all become very, very close. All 4 of us are very close. Very. And I do remember that there was a time where both Bear and I were like, okay, if anything happens between you and your spouse, I'm keeping the spouse. Yeah, yeah.
if you guys get divorced, I'm keeping Jeff.
And I said this, I was like, you two break up, I'm keeping Karen.
Yeah, no, Jeff and I hit it off and we became really good friends. And, you know, now we're brothers, in my opinion. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's... If you followed along.
Now here's the kicker.
Oh, here's
the. I was gonna say, you know, there's always this piece of a story that if you don't know right where to dig, you're not gonna get to it. But
I went to it
a little early,
right?
And I got scolded.
I didn't want to jump that far ahead.
Your sperm donor was a very fertile man.
Very fertile.
Apparently, he was very pretty, or at least.
He had something.
Well, the back of his head was very greasy. That's all.
That's all he's ever seen of him.
He was in the 50s. You know, I will give him a little break there. He was in the 50s. So he was a very big fan of that stuff.
Hair cream.
Slick back stuff.
Product. So anyway, Cindy decided to do a 23andMe.
Oh, I didn't know.
Okay, but before that, so between the two of you, living in your households, there was a total of 7, right?
Okay, the ones that we knew
four in your house, Bear.
Okay, there was 3 in my house, not counting 4, myself.
Right.
Counting myself. So siblings, my half siblings, there's 3.
Right.
Now we share 1,
right?
And that's Cindy.
Right.
We have the same.
And then Mary has a half sibling that she was raised with.
Right. So
correct.
That's 5.
And right. Then he knew about the Chris, older sister.
There
Carla.
Was the,
Carla. That makes 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we knew about 6.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, Cindy does this 23andMe. It comes back. Well, and she's like, hey, guess what? I'm doing this 23andMe. Like, when the fuck are you doing that? Well, you know who dad was, right?
Well, and it's been an unspoken kind of thing between Bear and I that, nope, we're not doing that.
Well, yeah, it was agreed upon without even agreeing.
Yeah.
Like you knew your dad was a
hoe. So this right. is the conversation I had with Cindy was, why the fuck did you do that? We knew how this was going to happen or what's going to happen. And she's like, oh, no, I just wanted to see where I was from.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Here's the problem is they tell
Germany,
you.
Man.
They tell you, oh, well, you're also related to these people.
Yeah.
And it turns out we have 9 more siblings.
Yep.
That's a lot of siblings.
And here's
the thing. 8 of them are females.
Was he part of the LDS?
No, he wasn't.
He was not.
He was Catholic.
So
but anyway,
just... there are 15 siblings.
Okay, there was 8 girls
okay.
on that we found.
Mm-hmm.
And 1 boy. Guess what that boy's name is?
I'm going to go with...
Bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
How old
he
is
has
that
2
boy?
Bears.
He's... I think he's like 10 or 11 years old, younger than me.
Right.
So
because he wasn't able to manipulate and control you, he decided to try again.
Or because he's
or he
such
just
an
went
idiot.
And slept and left.
Well,
or
because he's such an idiot, he named him that so
egomaniac.
That
he wouldn't, that way
he
won't
forget.
I mean, he did forget. He like did that. Raise Cindy, and he still called her by my name, and he didn't raise me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can call what he did raising Cindy. But, you know.
He
well, I'm just saying
house.
He at least had a relationship
yeah, he
with
did.
Her
he
in
did.
One way
yeah.
or another.
He poked fun at the provider once in a while.
Oh,
that's my mom, bro.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
So my morbid curiosity wants to know how many of those other siblings share a mother.
That's a good question. I don't know.
Or were they all right. from different mothers?
Well, that's where Cindy comes to me and says, hey, do you want to meet these people? No.
I'm more curious, not where
I'm
the
not
mother
gonna
is.
Push my luck,
right? Because I think that's kind of where Bear and I both sit. Is we both feel like we lucked out with our relationship,
right?
Because I do know of a lot of people that have met siblings, adopted,
yeah.
whatever, and it's just bad.
It can go wrong,
very bad.
Yeah,
and we feel like it was kind of unspoken. It's never been something we talked about until after the 23andMe thing. That we felt very. Lucky that our relationship is where it is now.
Yes.
That we have grown close again. We're best friends again. Yada, yada, yada. We were like, we don't want to press our luck.
Yeah, no.
We're good.
I have no interest in them. And then I'll give you the main reason why I have no interest in them is if you read his obituary.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It is not the man I know.
Well, at least your name's probably in there.
Not even once.
Not
my, as him.
That, it's not even spelled the same, to be honest
okay,
with you.
Well, that was where my joke was. But
no, I get what you were saying. It was for the other one. Yeah, he was in the obituary, but it was, yeah, not.
Right.
But the obituary is just he's such a lovely and caring father and uncle. And
he was
bullshit.
Such an upstanding citizen, yeah. and he did so much for the community. And
would you be curious? I always come up with the stupidest shit.
Yeah, go for it.
Would you be curious to know how your obituary read?
Would I be? I don't want an obituary. But no, anyway,
you know it's going to happen, right?
It probably will, because I didn't want a happy birthday saying. And
right.
Anyway,
we didn't
record,
sing happy birthday.
None of us sang happy birthday.
We didn't sing happy birthday.
Yes.
Fuck you guys. You know what I meant.
It's funny because...
Will we tell the restaurant you're having a birthday?
It's rare...
No, you're not.
It's rare that you see an obituary. Here lays so-and-so. She died a few weeks ago. She was a real fucking bitch. nobody really cared for her. Even the 12 cats really didn't give too much a shit as long as they were fed.
Cats actually took a couple bites out
right?
of her. You know,
you never see that. All you ever see in an obituary, look, even Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber,
right?
His obituary wasn't...
That he was a Unabomber.
Wasn't explosive, but, you know, I mean, it had nice things to be said. So... Would you be curious to see what people would really say?
Well, everybody that's sitting here and everybody listening, I want the truth.
Have you ever written your own obituary?
Yes.
I did it too.
Yeah.
It's very and cathartic, actually.
It's extremely cathartic.
Yeah.
Okay. It's also depressing.
True.
Because,
well, I haven't done it.
Well, because if you lie,
I need to.
If you lie, you're only lying to yourself because nobody else is reading it.
True.
Unless you decide to allow them to read it. But what's worse is when you put the truth...
On paper.
On paper.
Wow, I'm a terrible human being.
It stings.
It does.
It stings.
Yeah.
But
it's humbling and cathartic, you know.
The humbling piece is important, but it also, in my case at least, it kind of gave me a redirection. Mm-hmm. Now, I know if I were to sit down and write it today, it would be different than the first one. Yeah. But I'd still be, I got to fix a lot of this. You know what I mean? I was just curious. Dickhead. What's that?
Don't be a dickhead. Right.
I know my family would never participate, but I'd be very interested to see what they put.
Yeah.
If they were going to be completely honest, completely open.
Now I'm afraid.
I think, and I'm like I said, I know my family wouldn't do it, but I'd be interested to see it if they did.
Right.
Yeah.
It's kind of like getting a review as a manager from your...
I think it's a little deeper than that.
From your employees.
This is a Google review of your life. One star, wouldn't recommend.
No, I had that.
If I could leave zero stars, I would.
Right.
Exactly.
Why would your daughter put that?
She thinks I'm a pissed dick. Her off, you know.
She thinks I'm a dick.
Joking about the song you would play at my funeral? Just the other day, we were talking about, I do not want, I love. I love the traditional funeral song of
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. I love the song, but it's don't play that at my funeral.
So you get the bagpipe version.
Bear says,
"Hold on. I want to preface this before I say." I was like, "Oh, I'm going to play this." I thought I was going to get smacked.
No, I laughed.
Ding dong, the witches.
I laughed. I was like, "That'd be funny."
It's funny that you say that because with the wife going through the cancer scare, and I don't know if this is normal for people. But, you know, you have so many things running through your head, and there's just the emotions are just all over the place. And I often move to dark, sick humor when I'm trying to not be in my feelings. And one of the things that really propped over was like, you know, if she dies, I'm expected to give this eulogy. I know how difficult that would be. How would I lighten it up? And all I could think of was finding a witch's broom and setting it up propped next to the casket. Because as asshole-ish as that sounds, I know 100% truth, she would get a kick out of that.
Right? Like, she's kind of embraced that. You have that on your doorstep, and the witch is in, and all that kind of stuff.
You know, and so the humor piece of that would be perfect.
So my youngest daughter was sitting with Jeff and I at the back of the church for Karen's mom's funeral.
Mm.
And the hymnals that they were singing for the funeral were so slow.
It's the traditional, and I get that.
I leaned over to my youngest and I said, "Can you just make sure that you don't sing hymnals at my funeral?"
Oh, they sang. It wasn't just like organ.
It was singing.
Yeah. Yeah, here's the books and really? Words.
We
and
had to like hymnal number.
It's on page 145.
Yeah, but this isn't Catholic church.
No. But so I said that to our youngest, and then she leans over to me and she goes, "No, Mom, we're gonna play Highway to Hell." So I'm in the back of this
laughing at somebody else's expense.
Just being like, I told her, like, you could have told some of my cousins that and they would have been dying laughing in the back of the room.
Until your sister got hold of it.
It's like, oh my gosh. She did.
So your I'm sister, trying,
like, not this, about my mom, but about, you know, playing that at her funeral.
Right. And believe me, I was just as much as in tears as anybody else because I love Karen's parents. And for her to say that, I felt so bad. I almost got up and left because we were at the very, very, very back. So nobody would have seen us. I almost got up and left.
I have a picture in my phone. And I don't remember whose funeral it was. It was definitely a funeral. And for those who don't know, Catholic masses for funerals are about the same as Catholic masses for weddings. It's an odd coincidence, perhaps, but they are. I appreciate the tradition in a Catholic mass. I really do. I'm not a Catholic guy. I'm not a religious guy, but I really appreciate the tradition of Catholicism and some of the symbolism behind it. But holy fuck, can't you liven it up just a tiny bit?
Like, yeah.
You know, just kick it up a notch. But I have a picture of my son and I, neither are Catholic, but we're both in the bench pew thing, and we're trying to they're trying to pray, and we're trying not to laugh.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened, but I'll have to dig it up. It was worth... Oh. I hate it when you do that.
That was precisely me and our youngest at the time.
And
that's kind of what that's kind of how I feel too. I'm like, I'm not trying to disrespect the religious aspect of it,
right?
But I'm as difficult of a time as that is, and I miss my mom dearly. And holy crap, we're coming up on a year, and it's gonna make me cry now. We celebrate the fact of where she's gone. It's a celebration right. that she's been able to move on and rejoin her family and that kind of stuff. So I don't want it to be a morbid, sad time. I want y'all to have a party.
Right. That's how I feel. I don't want anybody wearing black. I don't want sad music.
Why would you tell us both that?
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know how we are.
They're going to take it to the extreme.
We're going to both.
Oh, no, you're going to take my phone and you're going to text everybody, thanks for coming.
For Mary.
I'm going to want Tommy to take my phone and say, can you turn down the heater, please, from my phone to everybody?
It's dark in here.
See, and I thought, you know, if you're in a casket, just put one of those voice recorders on loop. Hey.
Well, Mary and I have discussed how we're going to make sure that it's her ashes that we have. Given the news about all the crematoriums and whatever that are...
Why is it Colorado?
I came up with this idea last night.
It was funny.
Stuff me with glitter. And then
when we get the ashes back, they should be full of glitter.
Yeah, because glitter doesn't go away.
It's the herpes of the craft world, right?
And then you know for a fact, oh, that's Mary.
That's Mary. No, that's not sparkly enough. You got the wrong. Those are not my ashes. I am not taking those.
That's just dirt. What are you trying to pull?
Those came out of your grill. Come on now.
About cremation is they put everybody in the same furnace on the same slab.
Yeah.
The only difference is they put you in your own cardboard box. But how do you know you don't have ashes from some other asshole?
You don't.
I'm going to make Karen watch.
I want to be cremated in the backyard.
I want to make Karen, oh, yep, that's his, open the box. Oh, yep, that's Sean.
Similar to that Air Force dude that self-immolated himself last week. Just put me in the backyard, light me on fire, and, don't cook food over it. It's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just let it go that
way. Not going to smell good either.
So
that is our story of how...
Just how fat I am. I mean, just saying.
As brother and sister, we met.
I'm guessing that's our cue to wrap she it doesn't up. Seem like she's into the
conversation. I'm getting real hungry.
She's trying to tell you it's time for a birthday dinner.
All right, well, we'll wrap it up here. Thanks a lot for everybody for joining us.